our competition plays from sun up until sundown.
Cat-town races?
Records. They play records. The same records you could play on your gramophone at home. And this is what we give our life.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The famous and unknown, the professional and amateur announcer.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
My greetings to both of you.
Radio gods, the Don and Mike Show. Copyright 1997, CBS Radio.
You people never cease to amaze me.
All rights reserved. Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation, and distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
As you all know, this show of ours is a sort of catch-as-catch-can affair with everything up for grabs. Our kids don't even rehearse. They just audition and then go on.
Previously on the Don and Mike Show.
Tom Snyder, everybody.
Let me ask you how your campaign, Turn Off Your TV Set. How's that campaign coming?
Listen, Tom, you would be proud of me. I'm a big television lover, and yesterday I absolutely kicked the butt of this guy from TV Free America in a debate.
Well, judging by our ratings, your campaign in Washington is a huge success.
The Don and Mike Show.
Would you identify yourself?
I'm a lesbian.
Don and Mike show starting. Best thing on the radio. If you don't mind farting or screwing with the heads of phone hosts, it's a hell no pest strip for all the weirdos living on Earth.
Would you identify yourself?
Can you imagine me a robot? With Don Geronimo, his birth.
I'm a lesbian.
Circumcised, hung to their knees. That's good, it means more meat and less cheese. The show's a magnet, wink, wink. It's the best way an intern can get some stink. Don and Mike have real style. They're the idols of millions of radio files. Time to start the show and shout real loud. We're hypocrites and we're proud.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? Would you identify yourself?
Yes. RJ?
I'm RJ. RJ Speedway.
I'm a lesbian.
How many you got today for us, boy?
I have three for a big Lesbian Wednesday show.
He's got three. He's tweaked it up a little bit. You want to rethink that position?
No, it's pared down from five.
Knowing that your job is always is hanging by a thread?
I live to gamble.
All right. Let's hear it, Rob.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Marsky and all the ships at sea. They're still arguing about which one gets to legally change their name to Orgasm, Don and Mike.
All right, there you go, little Dennis Rodman reference. Okay, number two, please.
It's the show with more fun and less being.
Less what?
Oh, lesbian.
Oh, lesbian.
Lesbian.
Oh, you identify
Don
yourself?
And Mike show.
I'm a lesbian.
Had
all
to
right.
Replay that one once.
Lesbians. Used to be my radio name. Lesbians with you.
Lesbians.
Good afternoon. Yeah, Les. On the Lesbian Show.
Okay, number three. The open that will catapult us to yet another successful program.
Stay tuned for a show that's bigger than Cybill Shepherd's hips. The Don and Mike Show.
Hallelujah.
All right. Adequate job, RJ.
Would you identify yourself?
I'm a lesbian.
And thank you for listening. Coast to coast and nationwide via Westwood One Entertainment, darling. Don Geronimo with Mike O'Mara. That's why we call it the Cotton Picking Don and Mike Show.
And I'll tell you something. We're in a party mood.
Well, it's finally here. Eat an Old Shoe Wednesday is what we're calling this. It's time for our big Ellen DeGeneres coming out party.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of stuff planned. There's our friend in the next room. He's the guy. There he is. There's Guy Burbank. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
And welcome to the big show. Listen, before we start the Ellen Fund,
yes,
a brief snippet from last night's Tom Snyder program.
Yes, Tom Snyder, of course, a guest on the show, on the big show yesterday.
Yeah, he was a pretty good guest, and I thought we treated him rather well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who would have known that he would mention us on his show? Now, first off, nobody watches his show here on the staff.
Right.
Therefore, no one had the VCR alert ready last night.
And even though, you know, he is on very late at night, I think this would blow a mention by Christina Ferrari completely out of the water.
Oh, yes. He's moved way up the totem pole.
Sure.
Past her.
Absolutely.
Past her and past the carrot top. And we didn't even know that he had mentioned our name.
Yeah.
Somebody faxed us in, and we got a very poor quality tape.
Some night owl.
Here's what it says. Dear Don and Mike, and this comes from Bruce in Lynchburg, Virginia.
All right.
In case you didn't know, Tom Snyder mentioned you two on his show last night. He was very complimentary in his praise, saying that you were
funny guys.
All right.
He also mentioned Don's line about the door to the 21st century being locked after you couldn't get the satellite hookup. He did mention your station and that your show was syndicated nationwide.
Good.
All right. Well, thank you. Someone, at least, out there was watching Tom Snyder.
Yeah.
And here's what he had to say about us last night. I ask you that.
Finally, before I get to Mr. Van Peebles, I want to share with you something that happened here today. I did what is called a satellite radio tour. And it's kind of fun. You go in the radio studio and put on the earphones, and they patch you in via satellite, in this case, to 10 different radio stations in Boston and Chicago and Washington and St. Louis, all around the country. And I got the two guys in Washington, D.C. on WJFK AM.
Yeah.
They're on the air there.
Close.
3 until 6. And they're also syndicated to about 40 other radio stations. So it was a good shot for us, you know, to promote this show. And their names are Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. So before we started, they were testing the satellite to make sure that they could hear me back in Washington and I could hear them in Southern California. And here's what I hear in the earphones. Channel 44, no good. Channel 42, no good. Channel 46, no. Screw the satellite, we'll do the phone. And,
and then
you know, one guy say, you know, here with our technology, we're on the verge of the door to the 21st century, and the door is locked. Very funny guys. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. They've got a campaign going on in D.C. on their radio show, which is called Turn Off Your Television Sets.
Well.
And judging by some of the ratings there, this campaign is having enormous success.
Well, he didn't get it quite right, but
yeah.
That's okay.
Two hits.
Wow.
Two hits. All right, we made an impression on Mr. Snyder. That's great.
Now, we've always thought that if we could get that type of mention.
That's it.
From, say, Jay Leno or
right.
David Letterman.
Sure.
That's all our career would really need to skyrocket.
Rob, send him a fruit basket.
As of yet, those comments were made, Mike, roughly 15 hours ago, and no one from Hollywood has called to offer us a three-picture deal.
You haven't been contacted yet?
I have not. I've been sitting by the phone all morning looking at it going, ring! Ring! Send our name on TV! Ring!
Don and Mike meet Frankenstein!
All right, we'll have better better quality on that tape tomorrow.
Wow.
Tomorrow, thanks to Tom Snyder.
Boy, and you know, it's the best kind of
yeah.
It's the best kind of gift. It's you know, it's, we didn't ask for it.
Well, listen, welcome to the show. Finally, it's here. Finally, the Ellen Day is here.
Everybody's talking about this.
Our big gay show, our big lesbian show.
Mm-hmm.
It is finally here.
Would you identify yourself?
I'm a lesbian.
Girls, girls, girls.
Yeah. One
swimming in bikini.
Sure.
Yeah.
Walking on a wiggle and by.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Ellen.
On the beaches. Oh, what beaches?
Laura Dern.
Oh, pray, Lord, I could try.
Oprah. Katie Lang.
All right.
Would you identify yourself?
It's a good day to come out.
I'm a lesbian.
Yeah, hey.
Girls. Elvis loved girls.
Sure.
I don't know how Elvis felt about lesbians. I'm crazy about lesbians, and I know you share my love for lesbians, Mike.
I do, Don, and I tell you, this is the best day for lesbians that this show has ever had.
Today is the Ellen coming out day.
Yeah.
And we're going to try. Our goal is, we're calling this show the Night of 100 Lesbians.
That's correct.
And we are hoping that by the end of the program today, 4 hours from now,
mm-hmm.
we have 100 card-carrying lesbians checking in right here at our Don and Mike front desk.
Either coming out of the closet today or already out of the closet, we are welcoming lesbians for our Night of 100 Lesbians Ellen DeGeneres coming out party. It's all happening today.
Now, I got quite an outline for today's show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start by meeting in a moment our two hostesses, the
right.
two dykes.
Yes.
The gals who are right. fighting the state of Virginia to have their license tag say two dykes.
Yes, the two women that have the strength of mind to tell the state to just lighten up a little bit.
Yeah. We also have a third guest host. That's the dominatrix from New Mexico.
Did she make it out here?
She's on her way. She's driving from Albuquerque, New Mexico to D.C. where we do the show.
Wow.
She wants to give somebody a coffee enema or something like that today.
Boy, I tell you, I know she, you know, early on, I hate to mention this because I know it's all for lesbians, but she had expressed an interest in giving Rob that coffee enema.
Well, that could be arranged. There's always room. Rob's a coffee achiever.
He sure is.
There's always room for Rob getting an enema.
That's right.
So we'll meet each of our gals. We'll bring our hostesses in here in a second. And then we'll meet each of our 100 lesbians one-on-one.
Right.
We've prepared 5 standard questions that we will ask each lesbian.
Okay.
How did you know when you first were a lesbian and when was it? What was your first sexual experience, lesbian style? Who's your dream lesbian date?
Okay.
Would you do Ellen?
Right.
And are you coming out today?
Very good.
So we'll meet all of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Then, after we meet all of our gals,
yes,
we have some entertainment. We have a 4-girl show for you today.
Ah, yes. We couldn't do the party properly without the 4-girl show.
Cool. And now, in between all of this, the party will be going on
yep.
back in the decadent conference room that we used for our St. Patrick's Day blowout.
We've got balloons, we've got food, we've got music, we've got party favors.
And all of the guests at our party, all of our lesbians, all of our Ellen coming out gals, will be each given a number. And that's how they will be identified on the show. And we understand that that's a crazy party game that lesbians like to play.
That's some of the intelligence that we've gotten about the lesbian in the life, as they say.
Right, with the rainbow stickers and such on their cars.
Mm-hmm.
That when lesbians go to a party,
right.
they all like, and I'm just generalizing like this, they all put on numbers. And then they walk around, and they scout out the room, and if you see somebody that you like,
right.
you walk up to their number on a big bulletin board, and
right.
you write down, number 18 would like to meet number 1.
Because right. we understand that a lot of the women coming by today are bringing their life partners, but some of them are just coming down with a group of friends, and they're not necessarily, you know, it's like a bunch of single people
exactly.
coming down, and they want to meet some people.
And Robbie, if you're listening in the next room, and I hope you are, you know how it's bad luck in an elevator, they a lot of times don't have a 13th floor?
Right.
I think that no gal should get number 2 today.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, who wants to see that up on the bulletin board? Number 18 loves number 2.
Yeah, that's. I think you're absolutely, that's a very good call on that one.
That's the same thing, like, I know we've mentioned this before. When you go to McDonald's,
yes.
you know, I'd like number 2, please.
Save that number for the dominatrix.
Right.
They really should do that at all drive-thrus. Skip right from the number 1 to the number 3.
Okay, so we're going to have the party. We're going to meet the gals. We have our Ellen look-alike contest today.
That's right.
Now, anybody can take part in the Ellen look-alike contest, the guys or gals.
Mm-hmm.
We ask if you want to enter the contest for the $100 prize that you show up here in the lobby of the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters between now and about 5 o'clock local time, 2 hours into the show.
Very good.
We'll also be playing some fun games like Know Your Mate, the lesbian edition of Know Your Mate.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give any of our gals the chance to call friends and family to tell them that they're coming out on the show today.
That'd be a fine idea.
Good.
We've gotten all kinds of response. We have what appears to be a lesbian edition of Trivial Pursuit.
Very good.
It's a game called How to Get Your Pink Card.
Okay.
And it's a game that's being marketed strictly to gays and lesbians.
That's good.
And it's an alternative lifestyle version of Trivial Pursuit.
I like that.
So we got that going for us.
Which is nice.
Now, oh yes, and we also have GLAAD coming on the air with us today.
Mm-hmm.
The gay and lesbian
Alliance Against Defamation.
Something.
Right? Something
yeah.
like that?
Yeah. Something. You know, it's the sanctioned group.
Right.
And they have, here it is right here, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation.
That's right. I had it right.
And we have one of their representatives, the vice president, coming on with us in a couple hours. And he'll speak seriously about the entire Ellen coming out thing.
Yeah, it'll be an official voice, and we will be interested to see what he has to say about all this this hoopla, because really, you cannot pick up a newspaper, you cannot turn on television, you cannot listen to radio without hearing about Ellen coming out.
And they have officially sanctioned our party today.
Good.
And they send along a whole bunch of stuff, like, look at these invitations. They send us along official GLAAD invitations that say, come out with Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be glad, get it, glad, you'll mm-hmm. be glad you did. And there's Ellen's picture right there on each of the invitations.
Wow. You know, she said during her interview on Friday night that she didn't want to be the spokesperson. She didn't want, but I think really, like it or not, that's her role.
Here's what it says on the back of these invitations. If Ellen Morgan can come out to the world, you can come out to your family, friends, and coworkers.
Sure.
Make April 30th more than just another night in front of the TV. Please join us in celebrating this historic event by attending my Come Out with Ellen house party. You know what this is like? Does anybody remember when you were a kid when you would send away to Jerry Lewis to get the kits to have like a muscular dystrophy carnival in your neighborhood?
I remember that when I was in school.
I am getting that same feeling of excitement now when you would open up the Jerry Lewis package and all of your badges would be in there and all the ideas about what you should do at your carnival.
Absolutely.
This is the same thing because look what they said. Party host instructions.
Right.
We'll be able to find out if we're doing the party right.
They're taking advantage of this moment in a great way.
Something about cyberspace.
Mm-hmm.
We got something from Chastity Bono. I've been told that she might call the show today.
Love to hear from Chastity Bono.
Here you go. Here's the official guest record with Ellen's picture on top of it so you can see who came out of the party.
That's great.
Let me see. Then you've got this. They want us to please thank ABC Television. They got an address. I mean, they have organized their stuff.
And ABC Television, I suppose, along with the fine sponsors that are advertising on the show tonight.
So this has been sanctioned. Oh, and we will end today with a giant group makeout session.
That's right, for anybody that wants to join in.
Ain't that something?
That's right.
How about that? Major Bill, would you identify yourself?
I'm a lesbian.
Sing it, Eve.
Boy, Elvis for everything. Would you identify yourself?
I'm a lesbian.
He's supposed to sing girls, girls, girls. Any
girls,
second here.
Girls.
I'm just a red-blooded boy and I can't stop thinking about girls,
girls. Would you identify yourself?
I'm a lesbian.
All right, let's meet our official hostesses.
That's right.
Rob, if you would now please bring in the two dykes.
Mm-hmm.
And I call them that because that's what they want on their license tag. Scout, and I forgot the other gal's name.
Scout's easy to remember. I forgot what Scout's life partner's name is.
Scout and Amanda or something like that.
We'll find out when they get in here.
Here they come around the corner now. They're going to be our official hosts for the entire party.
And in your mind, this got this whole thing started, right? When we talked to Scout and...
Hey!
It's all right, which... Scout and...
Alice. Knew it started with an A.
All right. How you doing, ladies?
Good.
Thanks for joining
doing?
Us today.
I'm a lesbian.
I'm a lesbian.
Look at these guys. You're wearing your T-shirts that have the license plate. Now,
absolutely.
Since we had you on our show, and we read the story in the newspaper that said you had this license plate that says two dykes, someone who had way too much time on their hands called the Virginia Department of Transportation to complain.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened since then? Have you heard anything from VDOT?
Well, in fact, we have. The spokeswoman called us and said she read an article in the paper saying we might want the tag lesbian, so they've reserved it for us.
Oh, really? Just lesbians on the
lesbian. And actually, since then, they got our official request. Because, you know, we think the problem is with homophobia, not with the word.
Mm-hmm.
They got our official request, but they'd been getting a lot of phone calls, too, at the same time.
Right.
And, you know, their compromise was to give us this plate. And they have put in a rush order to get a license plate with the word lesbian on it to us by the end of the week.
Man, you got to love those bureaucrats. All right, ladies, we won't be able to give you the two dykes license plate, but we have reserved lesbian.
Now,
there
imagine
you go.
That prison, because mm-hmm. you know that somewhere in a prison in Virginia...
God, there's a guy making that plate right now.
Wait, we need a rush order. Someone needs a license plate with the word lesbian immediately.
Well, listen, gals, we want you to please enjoy yourselves today.
Thank
no
you.
Pun intended. You are the queens of the ball,
mm-hmm.
and anything that you desire shall be yours today.
Oh, thank you.
And unofficially or officially, it's your job to welcome everybody and just
Alrighty.
Say hi. You guys are taking care of this party for us when we're in here, and it's going to be great.
Now we've tried to line up some entertainment, and we're going to
weird.
Well,
you had a straight man do your party planning for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, maybe it's a party that maybe we'll enjoy just that small. Part of a little more than you.
Okay, maybe we'll take a little break when you have your floor show. We'll go in the bathroom and powder our noses.
Gee, what a surprise. We kind of thought you'd love it.
Nothing like watching strippers with straight men. Turns me on.
You gals got some personality.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get you a weekend show here. Put you on after the sports junkie.
That'd be a great idea.
So I will ask you each the same questions that we're going to ask everybody that we interview today that comes on the show to announce
Alrighty.
That they're coming out with us. First question, let me ask you, Scout, first. Scout, How did you know for sure, and exactly when did you know that you were gay?
Well, you know, actually, my mother's also a lesbian. So I first was a fundamentalist who kind of did a lot of gay and lesbian bashing through high school. So I
rebelling?
First,
was that like rebelling?
Yeah, it was a backlash thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was, you know, she doth protest too much type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, I fought very hard and actually, you know, wrote this huge letter to my mother saying what you're doing is a sin in 3-inch high letters and everything like that. She still has it. She's going to blackmail me someday. But then when I was about 16, I kind of, with another woman, I suddenly realized that I needed to kind of change my tune.
That ties into the other question.
Would that
right?
be your first experience then when you were 16?
That would be my first experience.
Okay. Who is your dream lesbian date? Current company excluded, of course.
Oh, no, wait. She's the only one I think about, huh? I can't even possibly think about anybody else in this world.
Oh, lesbians can lie, too. That's great.
Are you coming out today? Obviously, you're not coming out today.
I'll tell you what, I'll go in for a second. I am great. Oh, that felt awful. All right, I'm back out again. I'm a huge bull dyke. There we go.
Oh, this is great. I can't think of starting this day off any better. This is fantastic.
And would you do Ellen?
Would I do Ellen? This is if I were single,
yes.
Unencumbered.
That's a game we play all the time on the show.
I
would you do so
Ellen?
And so?
You know something? I've never met her personally, so I'd kind of have to figure out if I really liked her in person. Because you can't tell from a TV show, can you? I mean, she seems wacky and fun.
I would do her.
You do her?
Absolutely.
I think she's sexy.
Huh.
You know when she won me over? Did you see her on Larry Sanders?
Yeah, that's both of us. She was.
She gave Gary Shandling a real kiss that showed me that she had some experience with both sexes. She kind of knew what she was doing.
Well, that's not a requirement for me whatsoever. But I mean, she does seem humorous. She does seem intelligent. I think both of those things are good in a lady, don't you?
So you would do her?
I guess I'd fall on yes.
Okay, good.
All right, that's a yes.
And now it's your turn. Step up, please. How did you first know you were a lesbian, and when was it?
I was, I guess, about 20. I was working in a gas station as a part-time job when I was in college, and this big old dyke pulled up on this motorcycle. And I was looking at her. I got my panties in a wad, and I said, And so I went up and talked to her, invited her out on a date, and here I am, years later.
Lust at first sight.
And so that was your first experience, too? Was that when you found, all right, that's good.
Okay, we went on a date that weekend.
Not counting Scout, who's your dream date?
Annie Lennox.
Annie Lennox.
Good, good answer.
Ooh. I got to add her in for mine, too.
Oh, you would like some of that, too? Obviously, you're not coming out today. Would you do Ellen?
Well, I'll tell you, I'd have Ellen do me because I'm a lazy leg.
I love you gals.
You guys are all right.
You are fantastic.
Who wears the pants in this family?
Yeah, really, you girls are fantastic.
Thank
you've got,
you.
You've got the right attitude, and we do appreciate you coming down and being a part of our fun today.
Thank you.
And here's your official come out with Ellen, whatever this is, an invitation.
Okay.
And go on back, and Robbie will show
you where
we have the food and the music set up. And
that's Robbie right there.
Hey, one thing I got to say thank you.
Yes.
Someone donated some T-shirts for us today. Dan Kaufman Designs, 1-888-I-AM-OUT-R-U. Dan Kaufman Designs, he's got some great T-shirts for us to give away, and he's got all sorts of gay and lesbian stuff.
Hey, thank you, Scout. Question. Scout, how did you get the name Scout? I just had to ask you that. How did you get the name Scout?
It actually was because I was at a pride parade, and I was scouting out other people, and it just took on a life of its own.
All right,
you're welcome
Scout.
To make up a better story than that if you'd like.
Oh, we will.
Very good.
Okay.
We're working on it. Bye, Scout. Well, there they go, the two dykes.
That's very cool.
They are fantastic.
I love that. Wow. What a great way to start our day.
You know what I love? A lot of the stuff that they said, if we said it, people would say, oh, how could you possibly talk away bull dyke?
Mm-hmm.
Lesbians.
Girls.
Oh, I'm going to like this show.
Born swimming. In bikini.
Yeah.
Wow.
Would you identify yourself?
On the beaches.
You know,
I'm a lesbian.
I don't think we could have picked better hostesses for our party today.
But I'm really enamored with them. They had some real stage presence.
Absolutely.
And I dig their sense of humor.
Would you identify yourself?
I'm a lesbian.
I like them big time. The two dykes. They're just part of the three-headed monster that will be hosting the show today. The other head belongs to the dominatrix from Albuquerque,
who apparently is driving like 90 miles per hour now to make it to our studio.
Who they will be glad to know kind of looks like Annie Lennox. She's got that... That Susan Powder crew cut look going.
Yeah, yeah. She looks very similar to Annie Lennox.
Well, and a little bit like Marshall Applegate.
Yeah, yeah. Annie Lennox, if perhaps you have a few scotch and waters.
Okay. So that's where we are.
All right.
It's a very gay day.
Sure.
On the Don and Mike Show, it's our big Ellen coming out party,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to meet. That was number one and number two. Or sorry, we're skipping number two.
It's Scout and Alice.
Lesbian number one, lesbian number three.
Mm-hmm.
As we start our count towards. It's the night of 100 lesbians.
Yes, if you are here in the Washington, D.C. area and you'd like to come by over to Fairfax, Virginia, we welcome you to come to our Ellen coming out party today.
Oh, and the big Ellen lookalike contest, and that's open to guys and gals. But please only enter if you really think you look like Ellen.
Yes, none of you curiosity folks that just want to drop by and, you know, you come in looking like Danny DeVito and then you want to say you'll be in the contest. It doesn't work that way.
You know, I feel really like I have died and gone to heaven.
Sure.
This is like a dream show. It's the all-lesbian show, and it's sanctioned.
It's sanctioned, that's right. Absolutely. We have the authority behind it.
Please stay there.
Can you identify yourself?
I know, Major Bill.
I'm a lesbian.
We'll be right back.
The Don and the Don in my show.
Coming! Coming! Yes?
What the hell do you do in here?
I tidy things up a bit, just move the furniture around a little. I can move it all back.
No. Don't you dare. I love this.
You do?
What do you do? I mean, the room, it just seems, I don't know, so much bigger.
Yeah. The Chinese call it feng shui,
huh?
The placement of objects in a room to maximize your harmony and power.
Well, since my divorce, my dick could use a little feng shui.
That's very funny.
Thank you.
Would you identify yourself?
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
They're full of Ovaltine and covered in gold bond powder. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hell yeah. This is what people are talking about today. I know everybody says, oh, I'm so sick of hearing about Ellen. I'm so sick. But at the same time,
that's right.
No one can stop thinking about the big L.
That's right. That's that. We are right on the cusp today.
She's the big E, also known as the big L.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have two more gals joining us here in studio.
And I think we should explain that the way this is working today is that everybody that's going into the big party room, they have to come here through the studio first.
To meet us and to say hi to everybody.
That's kind of like your tariff to get into the party, and then you make your way down to the room where we have all the party favors and everything that's going on.
And we want to say hi to both of you. Let's start with you in the white shirt, gal number three. Hi.
Hi, I'm Helen.
Hello, Helen. Now, are you out already?
Oh, I'm out, yes.
You're out?
Out already.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, not to her family, but yes, I'm out.
Okay, so you're sort of out, but not out all the way. You're not out far as you could be.
I'm so close.
You're so close.
I'm so close.
Well, listen, we don't want to force anybody today to do anything they don't want.
That's their problem.
Right. Now, I want to just say that we will give anybody later in the show the opportunity to call a loved one.
Right, and any loved one that you see fit, that someone that, you know, might have a problem with it, and then you can use the power of the program and the support of the program to call that loved one and come out on our show.
But we won't unless you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
We have a bunch of questions for you. Number three.
Yes.
When did you first know that you were a lesbian?
I was 6 years old, and Wendy Crane came to my house, and I put my hush puppies on. I was happy.
Oh, my.
And you knew then.
I knew.
Wow.
When was your first experience? Please don't say it was when you were six.
No, actually, I held out for a long time. I was probably 22.
22?
Wow.
All right.
21,
wow.
Maybe 22.
Isn't that right around the time when Ellen said it? Wasn't she 20 or something?
She was 20, Mike.
She was 20, right?
When that last guy mm-hmm. couldn't get the job done.
Right. I thought about it.
Who's your dream date?
That would be Gillian Anderson, X-Files.
Oh, Gillian Anderson.
Give me those suits. I think I might like the suits more than I like her, actually. That's okay. That's
agreed.
Okay.
We know that you're not coming out today. Would you do Ellen?
Yeah.
She's your type?
My partner's my type.
Your partner's your type? Yeah,
listen,
all right.
I want to let everybody hear in on a little secret that on our show, although I'm married, Mike's married, mm-hmm. Buzz is married,
right.
we all talk very vicariously.
Oh, yeah.
I'm constantly evaluating women on that scale. I mean, I'm evaluating both of you right now the same way that I evaluated the last two gals.
That's why we listen to you.
And it might be a little difficult if Frida was standing right there for you to do the same thing.
Oh, no.
Kind of
are you kidding? Wouldn't have her here. We had a bunch of lesbians here today. No, she has carpool in junk today. She has carpool.
Hey, speaking of that, I have to say hi to our son, Devin.
Oh, great.
Devin.
He's Bart's age, and he's same grade, all that.
Very good.
Gotta say hi.
Okay, and number four. Hi, can you step up there? Hi. And when did you first...
thank you. Hey, I just would like to thank number three who gave me a couple of stogies, a couple of cigars.
Hey, very nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's my first gift today. Thank you very much.
When did you first know?
Well, I had a clue when I realized that my husband and I were watching the same person in the movie sex scenes.
So that'll do it.
That was the first indication.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. When did you have your first experience?
Well, after I was divorced, how old was I? 21, 22, somewhere around there.
21, 22.
Mm-hmm.
That's a florid answer right there when you said your husband and you were watching the woman in the sex scenes.
A lot of guys listening to the show right now who have 21-year-old wives or girlfriends are...
You don't watch those women, do you, honey?
Who's your dream date? Who's your dream date?
I'd have to say Katie Lang. I mean, it's obvious.
Katie Lang? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Would you do Ellen?
Sure.
And you're not coming out today, right? You've been out before?
Yeah.
Before today?
Mm-hmm.
Nice meeting both of you.
Bravo!
A very nice interview. Owen, hold on, I got to get... Oh, some pencils.
Some pencils.
Oh, you gave me some...
I know you've had some problems, so...
Some big-ass pencils.
Husky pencils.
Thank
and
you.
Also the automatic pencils. Oh, you don't even have to sharpen them.
Boy, you didn't have to bring us gifts.
Isn't that nice?
All right.
Hey,
you know, lesbians are so thoughtful, Mike. Yeah. Thank you both.
That's right.
Thank you, number three and number four.
Thank you very much, ladies.
Nice pencils.
All right.
These are not mechanical pencils. I hate mechanical pencils.
Now, those are the kinds, the traditional kind that you stick in the sharpener.
That's what I like.
All right.
I can bean somebody with these pencils.
Hello, ladies.
Hey. Hello. Step up to the microphone. Oh, it's more gifts, Mike.
All right.
Wow. What is that?
That's something to set you on straight.
This is a book, The History of Lesbian Hair and Other Tales of Bent Life in a Straight World by Mary Duggar.
Duggar.
All right.
Duggar.
Hardly
knew her. Hi, gals. Let's start with number five.
That's right. Okay, hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
When did you first know you were a lesbian?
I was 23 years old. I was laying on top of her and went, whoa!
Fantastic show this is. Was that your first experience?
Yeah.
Who's your dream date?
Well, Bette Midler for real, but Sandy Hensley in reality.
Who's Sandy Hensley?
Just someone that hopes listening.
Is Sandy out or is she straight?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
Oh. Might like to bring her out? Would you do Ellen?
No.
You would not?
No. Right.
Not your type?
No.
Okay.
And you're not coming out today, number five?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not.
You've been out for a long time?
I've been there, done that.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Everybody's got a pretty great attitude.
Everybody's got an interesting story, too. I like this. I like this segment where we're meeting everybody coming through.
I'm digging this. Number seven. How come we don't have a number six? What happened to number six?
They're in the wings.
Oh, they're in the wings.
Because we're together.
Okay.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, number seven, hello.
Hi.
Hi. When did you first know?
Kicked out of my scout troop for eating a brownie.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
I was like five when I knew for sure, but my mother knew for sure when I was seven and planning my wedding to a girl named Vicky. So.
Wow. Okay. Very cool.
Your first experience?
Well, let's not talk about that.
Okay, let's not.
Okay.
Who's the next one?
Who's your dream date?
I'd have to say my girlfriend Tracy, right? Or are we being vicarious?
Well, vicarious.
Okay, vicariously, definitely Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but we share that. Don and I also...
Well, she looks kind of hagged out, I think, though.
A little lately.
Well, you know.
Lately, but I mean...
You wouldn't want her like in Dead Man Walking, would you?
No.
You got to have her more in her prime.
Did you ever see Atlantic City when she was
there? The Lemon.
There you go.
The Lemon. Did you see that movie,
there
Atlantic City?
Or The Hunger. Let's not...
Oh, yes, Susan Sarandon.
To be lesbian correct.
And would you do Ellen?
No.
You would not?
Okay, that's two no's for Ellen.
Nice meeting you both. Number five, number seven. Go to the party. We'll see you back there shortly.
Thanks for the book, The History of Lesbian Hair. Did you see the cover of this book with the Mona Lisa with me?
bring us two more, Rob.
All right.
Oh, I love meeting these lesbians.
Everybody is rocking into the party right now. Hi there.
Fantastic.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, here's number eight and number 17, I guess, in no particular order.
Welcome, ladies.
Hello, number eight.
Hi.
Hi. How long have you known that you're a lesbian?
Since my 20s, early 20s.
You know, there seems to be a common thread there with the early 20s. A lot of people have said that.
Did somebody go ask Kate how old she is, please?
Mm-hmm.
Have you met Kate? She's a girl that works here. When was your first experience?
I was a late bloomer, 22.
22?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Your dream day?
Linda Hamilton in Terminator.
You know, I have my favorite question now. My favorite question going away is the dream date. So far we've got Annie Lennox, Linda Hamilton, Susan Sarandon. These are great answers.
And you're not coming out today. You've been out?
No.
Would you do Ellen?
Yeah.
You would?
Okay.
And number 17, now this is your gal pal?
Yes, it is.
Now, is it considered offensive if I was to call her your girlfriend and vice versa?
No,
that's okay?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, because we weren't sure about that, whether we say girlfriend or we say life partner or whatever.
Everybody uses different.
Anyway, what's your favorite? You know, if you're going to, like, if you're introducing her to someone, what do you say? This is my...
I said girlfriend.
Girlfriend, okay.
Your girlfriend?
All right.
All right, girlfriend. I sound like Ricky Lake now. When did you know?
Probably when I was about 15, 16.
And your first time?
17.
Your dream date?
Sarah Gilbert from Roseanne.
Sarah Gilbert? I'm with you there. I'm with you.
She's got the great attitude, you know, very sarcastic, and she's got a cute smile.
That's a great answer. That's my favorite question.
Would you do Ellen?
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say good man. What do I say instead of good man? I'm just when I get an answer that I enjoy, I always say good man.
If you say good girl or good lady,
good lesbian,
good lesbian.
Bring to it, you know. Yeah.
All right, well, good man, and I don't mean it like that. Nice meeting you both. Get back to the party.
Go enjoy yourselves.
The night of 100 lesbians, and you've only met eight thus far.
Oh, yeah, and I really just love that question, your dream date. That's my favorite question.
The best. Here we go.
Hello, ladies.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hi.
You know, more mature these two gals are.
Oh, thank
you. You know, we've had all kinds of ages in here. We've had gals who appear to be, 29 plus tax.
Sure.
Some gals maybe are 39 plus tax.
I am riveted, and I certainly hope our listening audience is riveted as well.
Hello, number 11.
Hello.
Hello. When did you know?
When I was eight.
You're eight?
I mean, when I was 19. I'm sorry. When I was 19.
Which is it?
19.
First experience?
I was 19.
19, okay.
A little smooching, that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Dream date?
Frida Geronimo.
Whoa!
She has a little voice on the radio.
Wow. Let me just call my wife.
Oh, yeah. You kind of weird. You know something? He doesn't get speechless very often.
Oh.
One moment, please.
That kind of freaked him out for a second.
You like it? I never met her.
You a natural redhead?
I am a true redhead.
A true redhead.
Hello?
Honey.
Yes, boo-boo.
Your name has come up on the show.
Oh, I wish I were there.
You were named as the dream date for number 11.
Oh, shoot. I just turned off my radio because I was working on school stuff.
Yeah, Frida, say hi to number 11.
Hi, number 11. You know, I really would just like to come.
Pardon me?
I'm not come down for a visit.
You know, that's what's so great about this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
This whole Ellen thing has now made it okay to enjoy lesbianism. And I love having all the lesbians here, and I love having my wife involved in the show.
It's a good day.
You don't love it enough to have mentioned to me that I should stop by, though.
Well, why do I need you here?
I
need you at home, taking care of our child.
You just don't want to tempt me. You're afraid.
I am not afraid.
Yeah, you are.
I am not Steve Martin, okay?
All right.
Frida, have you ever entertained ideas about the life?
Yes, she has. She's kissed Buzz's wife.
You know, that's right. I remember that. And Marcia has, too.
And she was...
I believe Marcia made the move on me on that one.
And she was also very friendly with our neighbor, Bunny.
And I believe that was Bunny's move, too.
Wow.
I think I'm a babe magnet.
I don't know if it was on my... Was it on your birthday last year when we all went out together? And my wife showed some tendencies.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I can't beat them off.
Pardon me?
Pardon me?
As opposed to you.
All right. That's why I couldn't let you down here.
All right, boo-boo.
You're too out of control. All right, I'm being very good.
Remember, they're confirmed. Nobody's wavering, so you mind your manners.
No need. Don't worry.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
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 That's right. There will not be any attempts to turn anyone today.
What a turn on this is, man.
This is exciting, isn't it?
Would you do Ellen?
No.
All right.
No.
Okay, that's a few more no's, I think, than yeses for Ellen.
And now let's meet your gal pal.
Oh, well.
This is not your gal pal?
No, we're friends.
You just came in together,
yeah.
And so this could be one of those situations where perhaps the number goes up on the bulletin board if either one of you sees somebody.
My gal pal is out busy making a living.
Number 13?
So is mine. So you're both taken.
Yeah. All right, very good.
Number 13, when did you know?
About age 21.
About age 21.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago.
You have the grayest hair of any of our gals.
I noticed that. I took a survey out there on the lobby.
I like that. I'm glad you don't dye your hair. Are you gray all over?
Places, yes.
Did I embarrass you a little bit?
Yeah, I tell you. Donnie is getting worked up today.
I'm sure the audience can see the red in my face.
Your first experience?
Also at age 21.
At 21.
A dream date?
Well, I have two Sigourney Weaver, Jodie Foster.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You want to continue? I mean,
now is that Jodie Foster? Is that Sigourney Weaver with the short haircut like in Aliens? Or?
Yes, exactly.
No, the alien Sigourney Weaver.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Jodie Foster, you don't mean when she was Nell, right? Hong Kong. Would you do Ellen?
No, I don't think so.
No, okay.
You don't think so.
That's another no for Ellen.
Nice meeting you both.
You too.
Okay, now go back to the party.
All right.
And
thanks.
Have a good time. We've got to do a commercial break.
All right.
For goodness sakes, I could do a whole show of interviewing lesbians.
And I tell you, when you go to the commercial break, I'm going to dive into the history of lesbian hair.
I think I found my true calling in life.
No.
As like MC to lesbians everywhere. Your charming master of ceremonies, your host with the most. We'll meet some more of these gals and then start the party in just a moment. We'll be right back.
Don and Mike.
Would you identify yourself?
It's actor Frank Gorshin's favorite program, The Don and Mike Show.
Would you identify yourself?
And number three, there you go.
Don and Mike.
I remember that one very well.
We have all kinds of Don and Mike Are a Gay tapes. Hi, stand by there at number 14.
Number 14 has just entered the studio. Welcome.
Here's a Scottish guy saying that we are a gay.
Don and Mike Are a Gay.
There you
all
go.
Right. And then here's Scott Thompson. I think I've already played that one.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Okay, and here's the old man.
Don and Mike Are a Gay.
And here's another old man.
Don and Mike.
We have Liza kicking around anywhere?
Yeah.
Liza should be lying around there somewhere.
I got her somewhere. Here she is.
Right. This is Liza Minnelli. Don and Mike, how can I say this, are a gay.
Number 14, pretty interesting to see the way he scrambles around getting all those tapes.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. How you doing, number 14?
I'm fine. How are you?
Our first lesbian of color, Mike.
Ah, yes, a very exciting moment.
Oh, yes.
Hi, number 14.
Hi there.
Hi, welcome to the big show.
Thank you for having me.
When did you first know?
Probably when I was in elementary school, and my boyfriend was supposed to be Walter Brown, but I always called his house for his sister.
Ah, how many of these bad girls are like this when they were little kids, huh? Your first experience?
When I was 15 and just graduated from high school, and my mother's best friend came on to me.
Ooh,
your mother's game then.
Your mother's best friend.
And you knew right away.
Oh, definitely.
And you're traveling alone today, huh?
Yes,
are you?
I am.
So that number could, you could get one of those numbers and put it up on the bulletin board.
I want to get back to the mother's friend. So you're 15.
I'm 15. She was 42.
Oh.
Wow.
Holy cheese and crackers.
And after that experience, you knew.
Well, I knew before then.
You knew before then, but then she confirmed it.
Exactly.
Did you, go all the way with her?
Which time?
Oh, which time?
I stayed with her for 3 years.
Oh, wow. Golly.
Well,
does your mom know that you...
Now she does, yes.
Oh, she does.
Is she still on speaking terms with the friend?
For a while she wasn't, but now she is.
That's good.
Yeah.
Your dream date?
Be Arthur. Just kidding. No. Actually, I like Angelica Houston.
Angelica Houston.
Yeah, that's okay.
Sure.
And would you do Ellen?
Oh, definitely.
You would?
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
No hesitation there.
So I think you'd do me, too.
Oh, you'd let her do me?
Yeah, that's the second one like that we've got. Not
very enthusiastic about Ellen, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you, when you first started watching her show,
mm-hmm.
did you know that she was gay when you were watching the show?
I've known. I figured that when she was on, there was a show she was on, a real estate show, I forget it was. A long time ago.
The Buzz Burbank Bridal Showcase, I believe it was. What was
the Bridal Showcase of Home?
I always had that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can always tell that gaydar.
Well, you know, your gaydar. My gaydar went off. And I have nothing against gays or homosexuals, lesbians, but I thought Ellen looked very uncomfortable playing a straight gal on the show. She looked uncomfortable in the love scenes with the guys that she was doing.
She always did.
You know, you've listened to this show, obviously, for a while. Do you think we have pretty good gaydar on this show? Because we're talking about it constantly, who's gay, who's not gay.
Sometimes you're right.
Sometimes you're right on.
Yeah.
I've estimated that I'm maybe 5%
gay. 5%. 5%
gay? 5%.
That's fine. Have you worked on it, you know, kind of?
Have I worked on it?
And I, like, thought about it.
I can answer that question because Don and I do a lot of traveling together.
Okay.
And the answer would be yes.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Very
yes.
good.
Mm-hmm. It's a very active 5% I have.
Consensual.
That's right.
Fine.
Well, nice meeting you.
Same here.
Thank you, number 14, and good luck finding a date today.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. She's going to put her number up on the board.
And of course, it was a long time ago. I think of that one time you and I were eating the chicken fingers in the hotel room.
You stop it.
Hello.
It's hey,
number 21.
Number 21.
Happy for you guys.
Oh, flowers.
That's what I do.
Thank you, number 21. Now, you're here alone also?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a significant other?
Yes, my sweetheart's in Kansas City on business.
And what's she doing there?
She works for a telecommunications company.
Ah. Now, are you coming out today?
No, I am out.
You're out.
You're out.
Yes, I'm out.
It says, the flowers have a little note, says, Don and Mike, with appreciation for all the laughs and for the lesbian party, thanks, one of many lesbian fans.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you.
Well, thank you.
When was your first lesbian experience?
Well, does it count when you're like 9 years old and you're doing the girl next door?
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Golly.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Have I mentioned these flowers smell absolutely wonderful?
You know, maybe I'm going to strike that question. Who's your dream date? Who's your dream lesbian date?
I have to be a duplicate with Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster? Ooh. And what is it about Jodie Foster?
I don't know.
She wears a lot of Armani? Is that what it is?
Oh, I hope she doesn't. That would really, really ruin it.
Want her to smell all musky and...
No, like pretty flowery.
Flower.
Woman.
Very woman-like.
and you work with flowers, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, these are fantastic.
I'm a designer. Thank you.
Would you do Ellen?
No.
You would not?
No, I would not.
Good man. All right.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us, number 21.
You.
Go back and have a good time at the party. We'll see you back there.
21. 21.
21. I'm Jack Barry.
I'm Jack Barry.
I'm Jack Barry.
All right.
Bring in the next... we got a pair.
Okay.
We got a couple of lovebirds here.
Hello, step up to the microphone, ladies.
Step right up here.
Number 23 and number 22.
Oops, watch out, 22.
That first step is nasty there.
Hi, 23.
Hi.
Hi, that's you now. Are you coming out today?
No, I'm not.
Okay. When did you have your first experience?
Oh, I was 16.
16. You know, I think that's probably the cutoff age that I would like to start hearing these stories at.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 16.
Put a big sign out in front of the studio. If you're going to tell your first experience story, make sure it's after you're 16.
Who's your dream date?
I tend to like blondes, so I've always liked Terry Garr.
Terry Garr? Oh, my.
Me too.
This is true.
Now, maybe we can discuss what we both like about Terry Garr from a hetero standpoint and from a lesbian standpoint. What do you like about Terry Garr?
She has a really cute smile.
Don, what do you like about Terry Garr?
She has a really nice butt.
What else do you like about Terry Garr, number 23?
She's really well built.
Don, anything you'd like to add about Terry Garr?
She's really funny.
Number 23, anything you'd like to add?
She's got wonderful eyes.
Don?
All right, you can have her. I don't want her that bad. She's yours.
Yeah.
Would you do Ellen?
Sure, I'll do her.
That's the first kind of ambivalent answer that we've got. Yeah, all right.
And you know what's great about that? That's the same way that if you asked a guy.
Yes.
If he would.
Sure.
You know, normally you don't. It's not limited just to guys. Normally you don't find. Normally I don't find anybody who speaks that up front outside this room.
Sure.
About it. I like that. Let me see. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
All right.
Nice meeting you, 23.
Thanks, you too.
And now here's 22.
Hello, 22. Are you with 23?
Yes, I am.
All right, very good.
See, they're holding hands, and you're kind of nervous, 22?
22, you're very nervous. You're very red. You're very you're blushing quite a bit here.
And let's help the situation.
Well, I just had to point it out. You know, it's an honest show.
Don't be nervous, 22.
Okay.
You're among friends here.
Now, are you coming out today, or have you been out?
No. Neither.
Neither. Okay. Okay. So you're not coming out today?
No.
Okay.
Here for the party.
Here for the party.
When did you know, 22?
About 7.
Dream date?
Jill from Home Improvement.
Jill from Home Improvement?
Good man. That's the wife, right? Yeah, me too. Again, we agree.
All right.
Again, we agree.
Oh, you and everybody elbows here.
Would you do Ellen?
No.
You would not.
Oh, no.
Very. And your friend here, you know, said, yeah, all right.
I know.
Not you, though, huh?
Nice meeting you both. 23 and the very nervous 22.
Okay. Thank you, 22. It wasn't as bad as you thought, right?
Well, it was a little better.
Go back to the party. Have a good time. Yes, 23?
I just wanted to thank you guys for allowing us to come out today to have this party and, you know, letting us be ourselves and, you know, talk to the people. And we're great fans of yours, and thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming.
Sweet.
We appreciate it.
You know, this is gratifying in one way that we do. We mentioned sometimes that we get angry calls and especially letters from people about the gay and lesbian stuff on the show. And I'm always saying that I'm positive that gays and lesbians have a sense of humor.
Yeah, and we've known for a long time, based on people we've met and calls we've gotten, that there are a lot of people in the gay and lesbian community that actually listen to this show. And we're happy about that.
Take a look at number 9 shirt, Mike.
All right, let me see this.
It's a picture of Hillary and Tipper.
Oh, God. Together, entwined in their underwear. Hillary and Tipper. Get it, girls?
Hello, number 9.
Hi.
Hello, number 10.
Hi.
And obviously, number 9, number 10, you're together, right?
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Let's start with number 9, please, who has that saucy T-shirt with Hillary and Tipper on it. Who would you... Here's a question I left. Who would you do, Hillary or Tipper?
You have the choice.
Well, probably neither.
Ah, neither.
But if you had to?
Probably Tipper.
Tipper.
Probably Tipper.
She's cuter.
Mm-hmm. How did you know, and when did you know?
Well, I kind of had an idea, like in my, 23.
Another
is that early
20s
thing?
Early 20s, that is the common theme today.
And that kind of took action when I was 24.
Mm-hmm. I like that, took action.
Yeah,
take action, woman.
Well,
take command!
It was an interesting thing that happened.
You can elaborate
well,
if you want.
Well, you see, we were at a party, and she was... She was pretty drunk, and she kind of passed out during a certain sexual moment. And when I woke up next morning, I found that she had deposited a piece of chewing gum in a sensitive spot, and it was very painful.
She put chewing gum in your most private of areas?
She kind of passed out, and it kind of fell out of her mouth.
Oh, were you able to blow bubbles?
I tried, but I only ended up cutting a lot of hair off, I'll tell you.
I got my first highlight.
One final question. Did the gum lose its flavor?
I don't know. I didn't put it back in my mouth.
Who's your dream date, number 9?
My dream date, well, I have two. Yeah. I always had this, like, fantasy for Valerie Bertinelli. Like, I was on that show with
Bonnie Franklin. Sure,
Bonnie Franklin.
Eight tennis balls in her mouth at once.
Still the record in the from the Guinness people.
And then I like Robin Quivers because of Howard Stern. I think she's really cute, too.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And also, I talked to Rob A. and I told him that I have a special talent, which I'll show you later if you want me to, which is that I can crush a can between my breasts. So,
you are.
I'll show you later.
You're on number 9.
Number 9. Our favorite lesbian.
Right now.
All right.
Number 9.
And Dave O from D.C. says, hi, he wished he could have been on the show, but he was called and told it was an all-lesbian show today.
That's right.
And
right.
He says that I should tell you that he's the only fag in D.C. that does not speak with a lisp.
would you do Ellen, number 9? Would you do Ellen?
Absolutely, in a heartbeat.
All right. And number 10. Hi, number 10.
Number 10, you're having a great time. I can tell already you're having a blast. You're just glad you're here.
Oh.
Shocking.
This is a shocking show. Here comes number 3. Number 3 likes what she's hearing in this studio.
Sure.
Look at her outside the window. Number 10, when did you first know?
Probably when I was 17 or 18.
First experience?
When I was 21.
Dream date?
Gina Gershon.
Who's that?
She was in Bound.
Bound.
She,
Bound.
She was in Showgirls also. Remember Gina Gershon?
Showgirls. No. She was in Showgirls?
Yeah.
Wait, was she the blonde?
She's the first goddess.
The brunette, the very exotic looking woman. Okay, I know who you're talking about. Oh yeah.
Would you do Ellen?
Yes.
You would.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Get out of here. You
we love you, you guys.
Hey, we love you
so
too.
So funny.
Thank you. And I want to see that trick later, please. Number 9.
My mm-hmm. pleasure.
Hey, what is all the material you have there?
I'm working on promoting an event for the feminist majority. Choose to laugh, laugh to choose.
Want
to
give it a plug right here?
Sure, I'd love to give it a plug.
Okay.
It's going to be on May 12th at the Improv. We have special half price Ellen coupons with us today.
Okay.
And it's to raise money for the feminist majority Eleanor Smeals organization.
Mm-hmm.
To raise money for the Clinic Defense Project, because there are too many clinics being targeted violence, and they go in for free to the clinics and do security stuff. And I have some discount tickets with me, and I also am campaigning for Jay Fassett, who's running in Arlington for the only openly gay Arlington County Council person that would have been.
You wouldn't be an activist, would you,
well,
number 9?
I didn't want to say I was inside out.
Slightly. Look at those tie-dye pants she has on.
Hey, I wore them for you guys.
Thank you, hippie.
Thanks. Get out of here. Yeah, hippie freak.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that. She has an athletic bra on, Mike.
Yes, she does. And later on, we're going to see her crush that beer can.
And Mike, here comes our dominatrix.
She's here. Hi, you made it all the way from New Mexico.
From Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Bravo.
She's here. Hello, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Great to meet you, Sean.
Nice to meet you. That's Mike.
Yes, I figured that one out.
How are you?
That's Buzz behind you.
Oh,
Nancy.
Hi.
Nancy, what's doing with your hair?
Wild, eh?
Well, you got like a shaved head and a ponytail coming on the back of your shaved head. It's like almost a Hare Krishna thing.
Man, very cool. Very cool hairdo. Has anybody commented since you got to the party on the cool hair?
No, not since. They comment all the time, but so far nobody's.
How long did it take you to drive here?
I didn't drive. I flew from New Mexico.
Thank God.
The interstates were closed because of blizzards.
Oh, really?
And so I decided to fly.
Mm-hmm.
It took me practically longer to get from Laurel, Maryland than to fly from New Mexico.
Right. What a devoted fan that she is to fly all the way here on her own nickel. So thank you.
I am devoted.
Now, you're a dominatrix.
Yes, sir.
Now, are you gay? Are you bi?
No.
What are you?
I like guys.
You like guys?
Yes.
You like guys, but you just had to be here for the party today.
Well, it's sexually oriented, and mm-hmm. I figured people can come out either gay or they can come out S&M. And
mm-hmm. And that's why you're wearing your button that says, I love S&M.
Yes, my favorite button.
And you've got a very large satchel with
yes.
you. And
what's in your bag?
I
actually brought you a book,
okay.
a gift. It's mm-hmm. a book about writings by S&M women, gay and straight.
Mm-hmm.
Both dominant and submissive.
Man, look at those shoes you got on, too. What are those?
What's she got on? Some Herman Munster
those
boots?
Those are some serious combat boots you have on there today. My goodness, sir.
Do you have on, like, a dominatrix outfit? You look like you have an aerobic suit on.
Well, I have a bodysuit.
A bodysuit?
A bodysuit. Okay.
A bodysuit. Did you bring your enema stuff?
You know, I brought something better.
Really?
What's better than an enema?
Oh, God. Yeah.
I didn't have time. I wanted to buy a fresh enema bag, and I didn't have time.
Oh,
I thought it would be tacky to bring a secondhand enema.
Let me take a whiff of my flowers.
But I brought a piece of rawhide.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah, do you want to guess what that could
be? What the hell are you going to do with that?
Nancy, get out of here.
Yeah.
We're going to do a whole segment with you. We got a break for news here.
Okay, I give you the book, please?
Yes, of course. Thank you, Nancy.
All right, thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Robbie?
Love you guys, and I'll see you later.
Okay, right. We'll see you in a minute.
Okay.
Somebody says we're going to get more than one segment out of Nancy.
Oh, my God.
And her rawhide.
Oh, man.
Okay. Rob, let's stop there for a second. You realize we've only met like 16, 17 of our night of 100 lesbians.
We've met some fantastic lesbians, and everybody's having a good time so far.
It's working great, Beav.
Wow.
So stay right there, and we'll be back in a moment with news and comment. Then we're going to get to the party.
All right.
Which should be starting now in the back room.
Oh, yeah.
We have the four girls show coming up.
Yes, we do.
That was just a lipstick lesbian that walked by.
Yes, it looked like a painted up lesbian there.
That looked like the nanny.
Yeah, very similar to the nanny. Yes, and caught my eye as well.
So we'll get the four girl show going, and then we'll meet the dominatrix with her rawhide from New Mexico.
Ay, ay, ay.
We have the Ellen lookalike contest.
All right.
Many of these gals will be coming out today on the show and calling friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll end it all with a giant makeout session.
Yeah.
At the end of the
show. So please stay there. We'll start the party in the other room, and we'll come right back with news and comment after this.
Don and Mike. What's this, a delegation?
We just came down here to get you away from that radio.
That's right, Herman. It's caused us nothing but trouble.
Don't worry. I'm just trying to get some music so I can relax. Will you listen to that?
Their cruelty and profanity amuse us all. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Gay Day.
Yeah.
Ellen Day.
Night of 100 lesbians.
Do you like girls?
Girls.
Girls.
How do you like girls?
Do you like girls?
Would you identify yourself?
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, right here on Wacky Westwood One Entertainment and Channel Check. Thank you for digging on the show in Rochester, New York. On Hot Talk, WHTK in Norfolk, Virginia, 790 WTAR. And thanks for listening on 98.9 KJFK.
Right.
And that's in Austin, Texas. Come in.
Hello.
Come in, Robert Spiewak.
Would you identify yourself?
Hello.
Hello, Robert. Robert,
would you identify yourself?
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I can hardly hear Rob.
Hi, guys.
Rob?
Hello. Yeah. How you doing?
How you doing?
How
Boy,
you
it's
doing?
The incredible technology. You mentioned the yesterday, the door to the 21st century being locked as we try to go 30 feet down our hallway.
Here's Rob at the big Ellen coming out party. Even though we haven't met all of our 100 lesbians yet, we've decided to start the party.
Yeah, we didn't want to make all of our lesbian friends sit out in the lobby and wait for their number to be called.
Because we're going to go to news and comment, and then we have the four-girl show and the dominatrix, and we'll have plenty of time to meet our gals. Rob, what's happening at the party right now?
You have a whole bunch of people enjoying some great food, and actually they got a group of people to go outside in the parking lot to play red light, green light. Yeah.
Anybody dancing?
No one's dancing yet because, you know, I think they're still now the dance.